If you have any questions or concerns about this week's episode, please call or text producer Dan at 778-288-9255.
Start the party, Dan. It's time to turn it up. We're getting crazy, going wild, talking nasty stuff. Dude scrolling hell site, fucked up. Fire, boom, roast, mad puff, sticking up the replies. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to get a job. We just want to get online and get our asses blocked. We don't follow the rules. We do whatever we want. It's fuck party, the podcast, like we're tweeting a duck.
Wah.
Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Block Party. This is episode number 282. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And with us is a returning guest to the program, a fan fave here at Block Party, a very funny comedian, a bon vivant. Adam Christie is here. Hi, Adam. Okay.
Okay, so this is why we had to look up the lyrics.
This is Our Lady Peace.
Yeah.
4 a.m. Okay.
Yeah.
Walked around my good intentions. Found that there were none. Father for the wasted years.
We hardly talked.
Thought I would forget this hate.
Then a phone call made me realize I'm wrong.
If I don't make it known that I loved you all along, just like sunny days that we ignore because we're all dumb and jaded. And I hope to God I figure out what's wrong.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's good.
What the fuck?
You're a little slow there, Adam. You're a little behind the lyrics. You're fucking.
You know what? I think that might have been the internet.
It's an internet thing.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be back on one of my favorite podcasts to do.
Thank you.
They say Block Party is a podcast, but you know what I call it?
What?
Home.
So you've only been home four times.
And usually only behind a paywall.
Yeah. That's what we realized is we were talking about it and we're like, oh yeah, Adam's been on a lot. And then you've only been on one main episode. This is your second main episode ever.
That's not true. That can't be true.
No.
Well, he was on episode 100
That's true.
But as far as like an episode that's solo. Adam Christie.
Yeah.
And the boys.
This is number two.
Yeah. You're on episode number 68.
That was my first episode. Well, it's good to be. We don't have to talk. No one gives a fuck about that. People who aren't paying, they don't know that I'm one of the fan favorites. I've only been on one podcast, for God's sake.
No, people know, though. People know. That's why you've been back for a bunch of bonus episodes.
Yes.
People love hearing from you.
You are a fan favorite.
Well, sometimes we forget to have you on a main episode because we're stupid.
Boys, let's cook then. Let's fucking get to it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's cook, baby.
I'm doing good. I wanted to show you guys a picture right off the bat.
Why do I have to see this? You've already because said it's bad.
No, like,
that's
good.
This isn't your social media update?
No.
Give me a minute.
God damn it.
You have the... Okay.
I don't want to see this.
Yes, you do.
I hate the way you see it.
Can this be a social media update? Let's get right the fuck into it.
Should we just do social... Well, we've already recorded the fucking block tale, so...
Don't say that.
Why not? I can say it. What?
I will make a joke that we only have 20 minutes. Obviously, that's not going to be true because we're going to be talking for the next 4 to 5 hours.
Sure.
And then I'm going to make Stefan play Helldivers with me right after the podcast. This is going to be a good one.
It is. This is going to be really, really good. I'm excited for this. Dan, let me know when you have the... So I will say, I showed Dan this picture right before we started recording. And his reaction, I've never seen him react like this.
Yeah, this is why I'm concerned for me.
Because, well, John, would you like to describe how Dan reacted?
I would say it was like if Dan was the witch from Hansel and Gretel, it was like cackling as though she just watched Hansel and Gretel go into her hut.
Yeah.
They followed the trail of candy and now they're inside.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's right.
That's how I would describe it.
Yeah, that's correct.
How does Hansel and Gretel end? She like leans into the oven to get something and they
push her,
in. Yeah. She's, yeah. I think she's checking the oven if it's on or not or whatever. And then
what?
She's checking like cookies in the oven or something. Isn't there bread?
Well, because she's going to cook and eat them. Feel
like
right?
She's checking on something. On.
Oh, they like trick her into being like, oh, the oven's broken or something. And then she like goes in. And, anyway.
It's dumb as fuck.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The picture in question, it's not pornographic. Oh, is good. It's really disgusting. And I will say, great. When I first saw it, I assumed it was fake. Because of how fucking insane it looks. I also don't know if this is going to be allowed to be shown on YouTube, but I think it is because it is scientific in a way.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh my God.
John, relax. You'll be
would
fine.
You guys like to guess what the picture is of or like the general vibe or theme?
I'm going to guess it's some kind of puke or pee or shit. Like, I would almost guarantee. Like, if the devil put a gun to my head and said, what's in this photo?
Yeah.
I would say, devil, put that gun back in your its holster, because I know it's poo or pierce or
good puke. good guess very good guess, John.
I feel like it's because you said it wouldn't get banned on YouTube, so that sort of makes it seem like it's not like a penis or like a nude body part.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe I gotta go. Maybe I'm siding with Adam here. I don't think it's. I'm gonna say it's not puke. I feel like puke. It's not. It's probably either something shit related or
if this doesn't have shit in it, I will give everyone listening to this podcast $10 million. I swear to God, I will give you $10 million. And as you know, this is not well known about me, but my father is a very, very, very wealthy man, which is how I've been able to be a successful stand-up comedian. So I have the means to give literally every listener of this podcast $10 million.
Okay. Yes. I think it's maybe like a weird, like it's like a strange growth or something.
I'm going to say Adam basically got it 100% correct.
Well, then I don't want to see it.
Well, too bad. This is a picture of a snake and it's shitting and the shit is so fucking crazy.
Okay, that's actually pretty funny.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny. I don't mind that one.
Fucking crazy?
That's awesome. That snake is eating really well.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense when you think about, like, you know, kind of the one thing you learn about snakes when you're younger is that when they eat something, you know, they get all... You know, they get all big and you can see the thing they ate inside. So it does kind of make sense that by the time it makes it to the a-hole, it's a big log, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But isn't that, it just looks like a human shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting.
More like a human shit than I've ever seen another animal shit.
Which is why I thought maybe it was photoshopped, right? Because it almost does look like it could be photoshopped. But apparently this is 100% real. And this is a snake.
I do like that you can also see the snake's asshole coming out of its body.
The shit is so big.
To deliver the shit.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Really
cool.
Thank
you, Stefan.
No problem. Yeah.
And I guess, Adam, you saved a lot of money.
Yeah, and I was willing to give the money away, but unfortunately,
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Good episode, everyone.
We did it. We made it to the end. Yeah, because usually the shit is not some kind of shit pick would be in the social media update. So I think it kind of threw us all off a little.
Yeah,
bit.
And
that's how we're starting the show.
I'm actually frankly shocked that it wasn't a diarrhea based pick. Just knowing Stefan as a man a healthy poo like that.
Dan has sent me some good diarrhea pictures recently.
We don't have to talk about that on here.
Why not? That's the fucking entire show. What are you talking about? Yes, we do.
It's not the entire show.
It basically is.
This is a poo based show.
Yes.
Well,
it is.
Like, if you tag this show on anything, hashtag poo is probably number two.
Yeah. If we did curling, like a word cloud of
curling
all our
episodes. Poo.
Yeah. Poop and cum. You know?
The internet. Yeah. The show is about the internet, which I guess is in a lot of ways about poop and cum and curling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess that is
Canada's premier poo curling podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Correct. Did you now, Adam, I'm spoiling because we've already recorded the block tale. I'm spoiling this a little bit, but you watched the eclipse, and I'm curious, we didn't talk about this in the future when we are about to talk about the eclipse. Did you like it? Was it like a transcendent experience? I've seen a lot of people online talking about, you know, oh, this was unbelievable, my life has changed. You know, did you feel that sense of awe as well?
Yeah, definitely your life changes after you see it go dark for 5 minutes on a completely overcast day. That really that really changed my life and made me think about my place in the universe. It was maybe you could see the eclipse for a total of 5 minutes before clouds obscured it entirely.
Gotcha. Okay.
Exciting. I mean, we couldn't see. It was not only was it cloudy over here, but we weren't like really in the eclipse's path at all. So I think even if it had been a clear day, it would have been just like a sliver, basically.
Right. Out here. It's made me, apparently it's going to be in Portugal in 2 years. And I'm like, you know, maybe I'll travel someday to go to see the eclipse. It seems like a cool thing to do, but we couldn't see fucking shit.
Damn.
And then it was immediately nice once the eclipse stopped. Of course,
that's how it works. Yeah. Of course. I mean, the next day here was one of the nicest days of the year.
I did get all my crystals charged in the energy of the
eclipse. So nice, that's good. That's important. That's good. I saw a picture of you at an eclipse viewing party.
Go on.
And everyone I think they were wearing their glasses or holding up their glasses or something. And you were in the background of the picture holding up something else entirely.
Well, I got a special for all of my friends that we were watching the eclipse. I made everyone take a square of Mr. Beast's candy bar Feastables while they looked at the eclipse.
Yeah. Did that like help with it or?
Yeah, it really helped.
Okay.
To eat a basically regular normal chocolate.
It's like bad, isn't it? I've heard they're quite bad.
It's kind of like Hershey's
level, sort of.
Well, this is the thing. Mr. Beast traveled the whole world experimenting and trying to make a chocolate bar better than Hershey's. I watched a 25-minute video about the chocolate bar. Once I bought it, because I was at a Shopper's Drug Mart, which is a convenience store in Canada.
Yes.
And everyone was buying this Mr. Beast candy bar, and there was a limit of six. You could only buy six, and it's $3 for a regular chocolate bar.
Yeah.
And I was like, there must be like a some kind of like, maybe like a golden ticket within this chocolate bar where you might win like 10 jillion. Cause you know, we all know Mr. Beast, what he's about. He's basically Jesus Christ resurrected.
Yes.
So I bought it being like, maybe there's something cool. And then I just watched that. I think the contest had ended. We just had the candy bar and it tasted kind of waxy and not.
Is there like a filling or is there something going on there? It's just
regular milk chocolate.
Just chocolate.
It's a $3 candy bar.
That sucks.
Really does suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it sounds like the name of like a cat treat or something, right?
Feastables. Yeah.
Yeah. Feastables does not sound like a human thing. So
he did very well from the burger thing, right? Like people like the Beast burgers.
That, well, I think he famously got sued because they were so bad.
Oh, really? I thought he made a ton of money on that.
I think he did, but I believe they were all like ghost kitchens, right? And there was, God, I can see if I can find this. Was it just called Beast Burger?
I think so, yeah.
Were they all over the world?
Oh.
It was kind of like food trucks, right?
I literally found it. So this is a document. This is a document cloud link. And Dan, maybe you can bring this up. This is...
Oh, can I?
Can you? I'm asking you. Yeah, here's the link.
Yeah, you sent me the fucking link.
Yeah, yeah, I sent you the link. This is Beast.
Wow, Dan is testy.
I know he is. Beast Burger.
We recorded the block tale before the episode, and Dan is he's askew.
We gave
him
some extra work to do. I understand. Yeah. This is Beast Burger lawsuit bad review examples. So this is like pictures of what the burgers looked like and like examples of the reviews. And there's like screen grabs of like YouTube reviews where they're like, oh, you know, it's a ghost kitchen, blah, 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 whatever. Some of the pictures of the burgers are just like unbelievable. Like they're really bad. So I think you're right, John. He made a lot of money off of it, but I don't know that it necessarily
is gross.
Yeah. I don't know that it necessarily helped his like,
but this is if a burger is raw, surely it's not Mr. B's, the quality of the meat. It's the people who are working in these ghost kitchens are not.
Sure. Oh yeah, burgers. But I think because it was a ghost kitchen thing, which I'm sure was like that was a decision like that was, you know, like it's it, yeah, we ordered it once I think on the stream and it was like fine.
Yeah, I had it once and it was fine.
It was fine. It wasn't like good, obviously.
I have recently because of Feastables.
Oh, God, that one's really gross. If
that looks
real.
Like the snake shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
chicken sandwich, apparently.
Oh. So I got the Feastable candy bar, and I mean, I don't know if I have enough to talk about. I feel like I'm really getting late to the Mr. Beast train, but I've recently become obsessed with Mr. Beast. I went from not knowing who he was at all, and probably that's the most out of touch thing you could say to a, I don't know, 12-year-old.
Sure. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because
he
is like, Mr. Beast is 12-year-old famous, right? Like,
yes.
Oh, massively. Yeah,
like teenagers aren't really watching.
Teenagers only watch YouTube. Like I taught high school, and it was very bizarre to me. I've talked about this on the show before, but kids would have like cool t-shirts on sometimes, and I would think it was like a band or something, and I'd be like, oh, what's that t-shirt about? And then they'd be like, oh, like they would look at me like I'm just the biggest fucking loser.
Oh, this is a Minecraft YouTuber. This is a guy who role plays as a cop on GTA 5 on Twitch.
Genuinely. And then and then I would go look, and the YouTube channel would have like 30 million subscribers or something, and they just look at you like you don't know whatever this thing is called.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking. Like, I feel like if I went up to a 13-year-old and was like, I don't know who Mr. Beast is, they would be like, that's like not knowing who Michael Jackson is.
Yes. That's true, I think. That is true.
Definitely true.
That's correct.
So anyway, I'm just on the Beast train. Maybe on my third instance on the show, my third appearance, I'll have more to say on Mr. Beast, but not right now.
So you're actually like, you're enjoying the videos. You're liking it.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm watching. And my girlfriend is quite upset that I keep putting these things on, but I can't stop. And the thumbnails look insane. They look like an AI. Mr. Beast looks insane. He's not a charismatic person. It's really, it's truly fascinating.
It is fascinating that that guy got really famous because he doesn't appear to have any
charisma
like at all or winning qualities.
He looks like the way he smiles. It looks like when like a chimp is about to attack you and it's like grimacing, you know,
Is it hard, Adam, for your girlfriend to watch too? Because, you know, your girlfriend works in TV and film as a director. Like, is it from that aspect too? Or she's just like so upset that.
No, she's really upset that I'm putting on another Mr. Beast, like 25 minute, like he builds some kind of like, all of his things are like, I built a shopping mall and you have to live at it for a week or something.
Right.
And I'm all in.
Sure. Of course.
I was doing this thing, like for a brief period, I wanted to make a travel show. I was like, wouldn't that be cool to pitch a travel show? And then I went on YouTube and it doesn't exist. Like you can't, there's so many rich kids who are doing travel YouTube vlog. Like there's multiple guys who are spinning a globe and stopping it with their finger and going there. And that's the show. Like they have the resources to do that.
Yeah.
And then I saw one guy who did that, and then it's like, we're going to order a pizza. The pizza guy comes, and they go, where do you want to go more than anywhere else in the world? And the pizza guy will be like, I don't know, Bali? And they're like, we're taking you to Bali right now. And so they take this pizza guy to Bali to party for like a week. And you're like, how can no network can compete with this? This is like truly insane.
I was watching this one the other day where it was a guy who said that he would make one blackjack bet a day that was 10 cents for every follower he had. And so at first he only had like 1,000 followers or whatever. So he's placing like $100 bets and it's like not a big deal. But then he got he's up to 65,000 followers or something like that. So he was betting he's up to 600,000. He was betting 65,000 on one hand.
How was he doing?
He won that hand.
Holy
so apparently he's on like a, someone was telling me, I was doing a curling banquet the other day and someone at the curling banquet was showing me this. And apparently he's on like an unbelievable heater and he's up like 400 grand right
now. Good God. Don't be telling me this, John.
He just keeps like, so I guess he just keeps going. But I also said, so I was like, okay, so this guy's up 400 grand. You could just delete Instagram tomorrow. And be like, oh, I have 400 grand now. And I mean, it's been all his money the whole time, but it's just like funny to, yeah, like you're right, Adam. It's just you can't compete with whatever's already happening, especially not, you know, you're probably thinking like, oh, I'll pitch a travel show to some like traditional, you know, TV networks or whatever.
OLN or like whatever.
Yeah. And the reality is like, they can't compete with the budgets that these like YouTube channels have, which is crazy.
No. They'd be like, yeah, we can give you a, we can, you know, give you a budget of $500,000 to shoot this little travel show with a camera. It's like, oh, these kids' dads are like billionaires.
Yeah.
And they're just let to do whatever they want.
Well, and one thing I've learned also being a high school teacher is that often now when you do like careers class or whatever, you know, in grade 9 or 10, and you have kids like learn how to write resumes and stuff like that, 90% of them say they want to be like a YouTuber influencer. Or an influencer. Like yeah. That's the job they think they're going to have, which is obviously not realistic, but that is what I think happens with these rich kids is they go, that's what I want my job to be. And their parents go, okay, well, instead of, you know, cheating to get you into Harvard or whatever, I'll just give you $2 million and you can have a show on YouTube.
I think Mr. Beast's whole thing is just basically like gaming the algorithm and just like knowing YouTube better than anyone else. And like knowing what type of like thumbnails go viral and titles work and that sort of thing. And just like basically just being like a savant, but for like gaming the YouTube algorithm. Cause if you look at him, he's like very unappealing to look at, right?
Yeah. And like you said, a horrible host. Like there's nothing about when you log on to the channel and he does his like 2-minute preamble or whatever, it is terrible.
It
like
sucks.
It's actively bad.
It's
but
really
it's fast.
Bad.
Like if you watch one of his things where he's out in the street, he's giving away like in the matter of a minute, he's talked to 4 people and he's given away like $200,000.
Yeah.
So it's like what he doesn't have in like charisma where it's watchable, you're just like, oh shit, he just stopped this longboarder in the street and gave him $400,000. And you're like, what the fuck is the world? Like this is going to seep into my social media update. So I don't want to talk about it too much, but
okay.
Good. Well, God.
Well, we can table it for now. We're just here on the normal world of the internet.
Correct.
Like we're just like old guys trying to, now we're kind of at that point now, Stefan, where we're sort of like, we've done this pod for 6 years almost, and we're just like trying to touch the glass.
Like, well, especially
what's going
like
on in there. Especially let me bang on the glass a little bit.
Yeah, me being off Twitter too, right? Like I do feel just like I'm just like
that
was
smart for the growth of our show, by the way.
It was,
you deleting Twitter. That was really good for us. Numbers have been soaring since you gave up your 125,000 follower account.
Yeah. That's right. But
I feel like you could cut up what we've been talking about in the last 30 minutes and like a teenager could clip it together to be like, look at these 4 cucks. Look at these 4 fucking idiots.
Yeah. Oh,
complain about the internet. And we would look like the stupidest morons, like out of touch fucking psychos.
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
Oh, yeah, totally. It'd be like needle-dicked teacher says says he hates Mr. Beast. It's like and 4 of the words are capitalized.
Do you have a needle? Do you have a needle dick?
No, mine's it's
you have like good. A you have like a regular, yeah, you're fine, right?
So does needle dick imply that it's like super skinny or
small as well?
Like,
small?
I think small too,
because it would be weird if it was like really long.
Well, it's like a grandma sewing needle that's long,
that's true.
Like a crochet needle,
but you have a regular, and Dan, you have a needle dick.
I got more of like a syringe dick,
yeah.
Got a micro penis.
Dan's been on this train lately where he's been talking about how he has a micro penis. And I can't tell if he's true, if he's being true or not.
I think he's I mean, you know what, Dan? Live your life. It's fine if you have a micro penis.
No, I don't have a micro penis. I thought I did. And then I looked up what micro penises look like.
Than, yeah. You like, just have a regular old small dick. And that's
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you see who doesn't?
Oh, of course, yeah. And then you see a micro penis, and it's like, you know what? I'm doing fine. It's okay.
It could be worse. Yeah,
it could be much, much worse. Because the micro penis essentially, it looks like the penis isn't there. Basically,
looks like a nipple.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're having even with a micro penis, you're having a fine time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably you're just like rubbing on it or whatever. Like,
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fine.
I think that would be kind of cool to have a micro penis and be like, and like if you're having like sex with a lady or something, be like, Well, this, hey, this
you're
is
having sex with, you know, if you're having sex with a lady or, or something.
And then, but then you're like, hey, this is payback. This is payback for all the times you made fun of guys for not being able to find the clit, you know, try and find my small penis. Right. And
so
you should get back into stand-up.
That's
Stefan.
A good bit, right? That's a good bit.
Just like an Andrew Dice. Hey, yeah. Hey, you know all these fucking women, hey, they're like, hey, they can't find the clit. Well, try to find my fucking small dick.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's payback. I like
that in this hypothetical, you're an incel.
Yes. Yeah, I think. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Stefan, do you know where the clit is?
It's like up there. It's at the top. I mean, it is. It's at the top.
It's definitely at the top.
Yeah, it's at the top.
It's for sure at the top.
Yeah. It's honestly,
as per my understanding, it is at the top.
It's honestly pretty easy to find. Like, there's like one place it's going to be, pretty much.
Well, you know? I mean, it can be
dark down there, though.
No, but you know what I mean? It's not like it's going to be like at the back, right?
The back?
Like the ass. So you can narrow Dan's clit is on his ass. You can narrow down where the clit's going to be is what I'm saying, right?
I like how this podcast is pre-recorded and there's no audience, but I can tell we're bombing. Like, this hasn't even come out yet. And people are like, they've either hit the 15-second skip button or they're really thinking about listening to like something else.
No, shockingly, Adam, this is what the show is most weeks and people still listen to it. So
well, I love it. Yeah, the clit's right at the top, guys.
This is going to be a big episode for us, I think. This is already one
of the top three episodes we've ever had.
Yeah, no, legitimately. I honestly think that. Do micropenis guys have small balls too, or do they have big balls sometimes? Dan, I'm asking.
Why are you asking me?
Well, because you keep saying you have a micropenis, but I know you clarified I don't. I know you don't, but I know you also know a lot about micropenises.
Okay, well, I'll look it up.
Okay. Well,
do micropenises have small balls?
I think they have tight sacks, probably.
Because it would be funny if they had normal sized balls, but a really small penis.
It says when a person has a micropenis, their internal genitalia and testicles are usually normal.
Wow.
That's funny.
How dare you?
Wow. We are learning a lot right now.
How many people have micropenises in the world?
What
percentage?
3 billion people.
Every man.
Yeah.
There's 100 guys that have a regular sized dick and everything else is a micro.
And the government rounds you up and makes you do porn to make every other man feel bad about yourself.
Yep.
Okay. It says globally studies show, which it also feels like the data would be a little corrupted because I don't know if guys are lining up to be like, hey, guess what?
Right.
But studies show that globally 0.6% of people have this condition. It says your doctor will usually diagnose you with this condition if your penis has a stretched penile length or SPL of 3.67 inches or under. An average SPL for adults is 5.25.
What is stretched? Erect?
Yeah.
Does stretch mean erect?
Yeah, I think that's what they're. I think that's what they're getting at.
Stretch.
What's that acronym?
SPL. Stretched penis length.
Sick pucking lips.
SPL.
What? Stefan's really bobbing now.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I think
this
that
is
was
the horniest Stefan's ever gotten. We're talking about micro penises, and he's like, "Guys, let's actually talk about the clit and dick sucking lips."
So, 1 in 200 men, a little over 1 in 2, like 190 men have a micro penis. Well, God bless you out there.
Yeah. So, one of our listeners has a micro penis.
Well, a different.
Because it's mostly women who listen to this podcast.
That's right.
And
yeah.
200.
Yeah.
Men. Yeah. About 200 men.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's saying, yeah, but then there's another another article here that says a true micropenis is reported to be present in 1.5 in 10,000 born male children.
Wow. So, okay.
What's a true micropenis?
I don't. Well, that's saying apparently that's 2.5 standard deviations below the average stretched penis size for its age.
Okay.
So like half an inch.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is also fucking weird.
Who is doing this study?
Well,
why do we need this study?
It's apparently a guy named Jamin Brombat, MD, a urology and sexual health expert at Orlando Health. It says this is also typically micropenis is diagnosed in newborn babies. So I guess
they really? Go to they all have micro penises?
They go to okay.
Not well. Me, dude. Not me.
You were hung out the womb?
Yeah.
It says apparently it's not a condition that causes a normal size penis to shrink suddenly. You cannot develop micro penis over time, says Dr. Brombot. So that's good news for you, Stefan.
That's great news. Oh my God. Yeah, that's fantastic news.
Holy please God. Message us on Instagram and say if this is the worst episode that's ever happened. If this is the worst episode, I will give you, if you message me, I will give you $10 million.
I'm legitimately JK, not joking. JK, this is the best episode we've ever done.
I regret bringing up micro penises.
It's okay. Yeah. Did you bring it up?
Oh.
It's fine.
Oh, this isn't good, guys.
What?
What?
Well, it says there are some conditions that can make a person's penis look small and even be mistaken for a micro penis. Mm-hmm. One is called buried penis, which is penises that appear hidden within folds of fat that can make the penis look smaller.
I thought it was a penis that looks like a berry.
Yeah. It's blue and small.
I mean, essentially the same. We're getting to the same.
Yeah. Space, and then you know what I there's mean? A webbed penis. People with extra skin connecting the scrotum and penis can also appear to have a smaller penis. And then there's also trapped penis.
That's a new metal listener's penis.
Trapped penis?
Yeah, like their dick is really headstrong. This is a
that's good. That's really good.
We're done.
Oh
that's
my
really
God.
Good, folks.
I think
John, that's really good.
Reached thank the you. Peak of the riff, I think.
Thank
I
you.
That we're...
Just if you wanted to know, a trapped penis is where it's a circumcision complication that can make the penis hide behind dense scar tissue.
Oh my God. Oh, so it's a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan penis, actually.
Wow.
Wow. I kept it going. This is like.
And that's maybe what the lyric is, a scar tissue that I wish you saw.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is like
it's about Anthony Kiedis's trapped penis.
This is like the game you used to play where you're trying to keep the balloon up as long as possible. And I just fucking dove over the couch and it was like an inch away from the ground and I hit it and it's up to the ceiling now.
Adam, you want to keep this Chili Peppers micro penis riff going or?
Flea sized, you might say.
Okay. Yes. Yep. Yes. Back to John.
You now didn't need it. Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're cooking. I will say,
you're not going to keep this going? Because I was going to do something about how, you know, they used to...
No, I am going to keep this going.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I was just going to say, I think if you had a trapped penis, it would be very difficult to do Californication.
Very good. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say that they had to get really small socks for that the bit they were doing on stage that one time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No other podcast will you hear everyone compliment each other after a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're just we're kind of like
very
a support
positive
group
here.
Yeah, it's very positive.
Yeah, very positive.
Body positive, sex positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just whatever you got going on, we're going to joke about it and we're going to compliment each other on the jokes.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Adam. Maybe you know what? Maybe stand up would be in a healthier place if more of us did that more often.
Yep.
Yeah. This is men talking about sex, which you should do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Men should straight men should talk about sex more.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
John, do you talk about sex with your male friends?
I mean, I used to. I feel like, you know, as you get older, you kind of move away from that because, you know, you end up having like a nesting partner and maybe, you know, conversations about sex diminish, I would say.
Mm-hmm. So that's a scenic route to say no.
Yeah, no, not as often as I used to, for sure. I wouldn't say never, but yeah, I mean, if you ever want to talk to me about sex, Adam, you have my phone number. So
John loves talking about, what are you talking about?
Well, on this show, I guess we do talk about sex, but it's not usually like.
You're always fucking texting me being like, yo, I just had sex. You should, and then going into detail.
The way John talks about sex is if we're recording and I'm like, damn, I just got back home from grocery shopping and it was like raining outside. I'm all wet. And then John will be like, a pussy, you know? And it's great. Like we have a good thing going here.
I'm always texting my boys. Hey, guess what? I just slammed my wife.
Guess what? I just learned a new knot. That's another one. You're always.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, he's into this Japanese shibari. Rope stuff. Yeah, shibari.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Yeah. That is fucking bullshit. That is so overstated. I saw it once on a documentary. I've never done it.
Was it HBO's Real Sex?
No, it was this other thing. it was an HBO show, I think, but they were like following people around in the pandemic. Like, how are you fucking in the pandemic kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
Cool. Yeah.
It was not that great.
Yeah.
But that's where I learned of Shibari. I brought it up on one episode and now I can never let it go. Never live it down.
I'm sorry. I will say
I'm sorry to Becca, but not you.
Our friend DBJ, former guest of the show, did a stream last weekend where they would they were watching videos and every time they laughed, they would have to tie they'd have a rope and they spun a wheel and they'd have to tie a body part to another body part or a body part to another object. And so by the end, they were just like completely tied to their chair. And it was really, really funny. But I was thinking about you the whole time, John.
Oh my, fuck off. You were not thinking about me the whole time.
I was.
Stefan just started describing it and I started thinking of you. So.
Oh my God.
But there's nothing wrong with it, John.
No.
There's nothing at all. We don't care.
Of course, yeah. Nothing at all.
No, there is nothing wrong with it. If you're into it, there's nothing wrong with it. But I am not into it.
You're not. You just brought it up.
Being tied up is truly the most vanilla thing to be.
Sure.
This is different. This isn't like, I got tied to the bedpost. It's more I'll suspend you from the ceiling.
It's an art form.
A lot of people will say that.
I'm comfortable enough to say that I recently found kind of my kink, which is a snake taking a human-sized shit.
And Dan, let's bring that back up one last time here, if you could.
I was like, oh, this is my thing. I found it, finally. I thought I wasn't kinky at all. And we for sure don't need it. If you have 100, we're going to take a quick break. If you have 140,000 Twitter followers, we'd really, really appreciate if you please share the link to this podcast.
Yes. And speaking of Twitter, let's move on to our social media updates.
What a fucking good segue. Now let's move on. It's time to discuss what popped up in your feed. Who are you following? What did you see? Sports or politics, tweets and skis, hot takes on the TL or fast.
This is a classic. This is another classic.
This one's really good. Dr. Jab, legend.
All our songs are bangers. Adam, what's going on your social media?
TikTok food reviewer Keith Lee is in Toronto.
Oh, okay. I'm on board. I don't even know who this guy is, but I like the phrase TikTok food reviewer. I'm just like,
You don't know who Keith Lee is?
No, I don't.
Keith Lee is so this is again with Mr. Beast. I am very new with this because a lot of people I know are very excited that Keith Lee is going to be in Toronto. He announced that him and his family are coming to Toronto. So Keith Lee's thing is he drives places and he gets takeout that he eats in his car and he gives a review. And then he'll go in the store and do a Mr. Beast style. Like he'll be like, I'd love to tip. And they go, oh, sure. And he goes, I'd like to tip you $3,000. And they go,
Oh,
my God, that's so much.
Right.
And then after he goes to the place, they are slammed with customers for like, you know, days and weeks and months. And he makes like people into popular things. And he usually goes to mom and shop, smaller places in each city. So
mom and shop.
Yep. But he is in Toronto, Ontario, Canada right now, and he's done about 4 or 5 reviews, and he has reviewed everyone very highly.
Did he go to Weber's?
Nope, he did not go to Weber's.
That feels like a place you would go if you were looking for like a smaller.
He's mostly outside
Toronto, but
well, he's mostly going to Scarborough
fair
places. So he's going to like he went to an Iraqi place. He went to a jerk place. He went to like a bakery
were you there?
In someone's backyard. Pardon me.
They were out. He called and they were out of Adam. So.
You know what? Fuck this.
Well,
how long is this going to go on for? I wonder.
I don't know. Oh, okay, he's back. He's back, baby.
I really need the $75 that you guys paid.
Yeah.
So I will complete it.
Yeah.
He went to. He's gone to all these places.
Yeah.
And Canada and Toronto, to no one's surprise, is really acting pathetic around this whole thing that a famous American person is saying that we're doing a good job.
Right.
Because this is in every newspaper in Toronto, and national newspapers have been writing articles about this every single day that he's here.
My God.
Saying like, oh, he loves us.
CBC, National Post, Toronto Star, Toronto Sun, everyone's like, news story that he's coming, news story that he's came, news story about the restaurants that are blowing up after. And it's like, maybe my least favorite thing about living in Canada is how truly uncool we are.
Vancouver's like that too, especially because like you get a lot of people filming movies and stuff up here. So it'll be like, oh, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is up here and he went to like a sushi place and was like, yeah, it was good.
Yeah. And like, it's national news.
Yeah, it's huge.
Like
yeah.
if like a celebrity's on Jimmy Kimmel and they go, oh, yeah, I was up in Toronto. Really great. I had really, really good Indian food while I was here. It would be like
it's
a
huge
front
news.
Page story yeah. in a Toronto newspaper.
Yeah.
Like remember when Rob Ford was mayor and it was like every time like a late night host would make a joke about it, it would be in the newspaper and it would be, everyone's freaking out. So that's basically what's happening with Keith Lee and everyone's freaking the fuck out. And
it's exciting.
It's exciting stuff, but I don't want to criticize Keith Lee because I feel like I'll be murdered. But that's just something weird about all this stuff, guys. All this
I think the whole thing where you're like, obviously giving a huge tip is like nice and everything, but it is... it's like a step above the thing where guys go around filming themselves giving money to homeless people, right?
Yeah,
it's not like that. It's in the same ballpark, I think, but it's not.
Yeah, it's in the same ballpark. That's crazy.
That shit is nuts. That shit is not good. Yeah,
but there's one where he goes to a cafe and he goes, I want to tip you $250 or like $2,500, and the guy's like, oh no, that's don't do that.
Yeah,
and he's like, no, I want to give it to you, and the guy's like, nah, you really don't need to. Also, Keith Lee does give negative reviews of places.
Okay, well, I respect that more. Yeah, okay.
That's... Like, he'll go in and he goes, but here's the thing. He's such a big celebrity that he cannot go into these places. He gets his family to go in, get him takeout, bring it back to the car, and then he eats it in the car. So you get a review of a restaurant in the most normal fashion ever, which is eating takeout in the front seat of your car. That's the full restaurant experience that.
Okay. You know. I like that. Yeah. The tip thing is like, I mean, it's good. Obviously you're helping out like small restaurants and stuff, but I don't know how he does. Cause like the ones where they're giving the money to homeless guys, it's like, it's so obvious. They're just using the homeless guy as like a prop basically. Right. And this, at least it's like, you're reviewing the restaurant. And so it's a little different.
Yeah. But. And also like, it does make sense because they are part of your show. So
yes, you're paying them for being on the show, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense because you are making so much money.
Yes.
Yeah. But I like back to Mr. Beast. When Mr. Beast was giving blind people corrective seeing surgery and people were mad at it, I was on the side of like, who fucking cares? Let this, you know, I don't give a fuck.
But when you watch it,
there's something's just weird, strange about. And it's not about Keith Lee, and I'm fine. I think he's doing a good thing, but just something's off in the world where this is like a really popular thing to do.
The Mr. Beast one, the vibes felt a little evil. I think he did at least make it a point to be like, it's insane that like our healthcare system doesn't cover this because we're so like, it's such a rich country. So like that was good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still, it's just a weird feeling, right? It feels off.
It's like we have angels now. Like angels exist and they come down upon you and you're living your life and someone hands you $5,000 and we watch it being like, wow, I wish that could happen to me.
It's a little strange.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Strange stuff, guys.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
Stefan, what's going on in your social media?
I feel like this sort of fell off a little bit. But like a funny like Zoom screenshot or Zoom moment at the start of the pandemic, this was happening all the time. And this, I've sent the post here to Dan. This is from Mademoiselle Rat. They were giving their final, so they said, giving my final presentation on 11th to 15th century aphrodisiacs, I did not realize where my Zoom window was placed. And if you're watching the video episode, you will see this. But it's some medieval art, and it's a guy with, I mean, huge balls and a
kind of a huge cock.
I mean, kind
well.
Of a huge it's, cock too, but the cock looks smaller because the balls are so big.
Yeah, the balls are going down to the guy's knee.
And he's got his hands out and he's like, what? You know, who, me? Right?
Who,
and,
me? What, me?
And,
where
and then his robe is open so you can see his cock and balls. And then her Zoom window is directly above it. So her head is on the guy's body. And it's incredible. I mean, if you couldn't have planned it any better, but just a very funny thing to see. And it's nice to see just a photo that I think everyone is going to laugh at and find funny, you know, just an old,
did
an old
you, classic. Sorry, did you pronounce this person's name as Mademoiselle?
I said Mad. It's Mademoiselle, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. I said it a little fast. So
yeah, but you fucked it up, dude.
I did fuck it up.
But yeah, this is a huge sack right here.
It is. And, yeah. And it looks like maybe there's something wrong with
who is this guy? Troy Brower. And that's a callback to Real Good Show.
A wow.
And a lot of you probably never even listened
his
to
his huge balls. Yeah, no, that his was good.
Huge balls.
Wow. Yeah. Very nice.
I don't know if you know that, Adam, but former NHL player Troy Brower apparently has massive balls.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like famously huge nuts.
Yeah. Famously huge.
Really, really huge.
Played nuts. Hockey with a few guys who played hockey with him. And then they said it. And then I talked about it on Real Good Show. And then a girl who went to school with him was like, yeah, my friend hooked up with him. And she still talks about it.
Wow.
So, it's so cool to have huge.
That's great.
Balls.
That's yeah. Men should too.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like a big pouch that hangs down to your knees.
Yeah.
I love it. Kind of sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. John?
Well, John. I've got a few. There's a couple really nice. Eclipse things. I really liked Ice-T.
Didn't the camera freeze in a really weird way?
Friend of the did
yeah,
mine?
Did.
Yeah, Stephanie.
No, mine did. I'm like leaning over for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay, one sec.
Stephanie looks like he's really curious about what I'm saying right now.
I gotta leave and come back, I think, Dan. One sec. I
don't know what whatever. Happened.
Well,
what a,
hold on.
What a loser.
Okay, I'm gonna pee real quick.
All right.
All right.
So there was a great, there were some great posts around the eclipse, but I have to say my favorite one is from our good friend Ice-T. We love him here on Block Party at Final Level, and he just tweeted, "I'm blind. F these BS glasses." I love that he never swears in his tweets. He'll just be like F and. I'm yeah. blind.
He also had a good one when there was the earthquake in New York where he said that it was him fucking.
I didn't see that.
That was really good.
Yeah.
You know what I like is when people on TikTok, they say fug in the
right.
caption yes. as to not get banned.
Right. So but they're actually saying fuck, right?
They're saying fuck. You hear yeah. fuck, but in the caption it says fug. Fug. Okay. Fug. Truly bad stuff.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to swear on there, I think.
But you know what? Back to Keith Lee for one moment, who I really like. Please.
Yeah.
He is a very religious man, and he brings religion into his videos.
Okay.
And you know what? I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian. I wonder if there's something about TikTokers, and since you're able to do whatever you want, because usually networks and television, they don't put a lot of God in there because they're not trying to alienate anybody. But now these TikTok people are, you know, praising God for every day and praising God for their meal. I'm like, you know what?
Shout out to G.O.D.
Yeah.
Shout out to G.O.D.
Ice-T had a great post recently, 3 hours ago. FYI, you can go broke trying to help MFs. And once you do go broke, they'll call you stupid. And then without threading it, like 1 minute later, he just tweeted, "I wrote a song about my previous post. Listen." Which rocks. And then he linked to a song. But my actual social media update, this one comes from a friend of the show, Jane Aust, and she tweeted, "He's like dumb, because this is, I guess, Elon Musk is in court right now. He's being sued.
The deposition is so crazy.
Yeah. So he's doing a deposition, and it's very funny. So this is a Q&A back and forth with Elon Musk. It starts with the answer, "I don't know Ben Brody." The lawyer says, "You're aware Ben Brody is someone who has sued you, right?" And Elon replies, "I think you're the one suing." The lawyer says, "Actually, Mr. Musk, I'm an attorney. Did you know that? I'm an attorney representing Mr. Brody." And then they said, "Yes, but many times I found that the actual plaintiff is the attorney." "Okay, but that's just an assumption you're making, right? Like, you don't know anything about Ben Brody." "I don't." "Okay, you understand Ben Brody has filed a lawsuit against you." In my opinion, you're the one filing the lawsuit. Okay, you understand. Let's try to make this easier.
That's really amazing.
He's so stupid. The best part of that that entire deposition is that so he revealed that he has an account he runs where he pretends to be his baby Elon Musk, which is like insane, obviously. But at the end of it, his lawyer
who does Elon Musk does.
Yeah. At the end of it, his lawyer's like, and of course, this is all, you know, we're going to put like a protective order on this entire deposition. Right. And the other guy's lawyer is like, what are you talking about? You have to do that before the deposition. So of course the deposition is now public and everyone can see, like, I mean, everyone knows what an idiot he is, obviously, but his like lawyer is a total moron too. I would recommend reading the entire deposition because it's really funny. The whole thing is really quite funny.
I loved that excerpt. Really just tremendous stuff from, you know, I think we're safe to say the world's foremost genius.
Yeah.
Speaking of geniuses, let's move on to our block tale.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts. Block tale. Woo! No longer can see the post. It's a block tale. Woo! You probably deserved it. It's a block tale.
Adam, the floor is yours. You've requested my wife to be here for the block tale. What's going on?
I would like to say I've requested everyone's wife to be here, but only Becca showed up. So thank you to Dan and Stefan. Well, as you know, that I'm the worst guest for this because I don't like to engage with social media. I never block anyone. So, John, you told me in an email that Becca could do something for me.
Well, which of the emails was it?
Well, Becca, can you do the thing for me right now?
Yeah.
Can you do it right now? Okay.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay, Adam, do you have Twitter or am I blocking you on Instagram?
It's Instagram, please.
All right. Your bitch ass is going to be gone.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That was rude.
Well.
That's what he asked for, I guess. Yeah.
It is true. Yeah.
Wait, Adam, did you block me?
Oh, my
God. Adam, what?
That's fucking right, Becca. You're going to block my ass? There's no fucking way in hell that's ever happening. I don't get blocked. You get blocked! You get blocked, Becca!
Okay, I got.
My block of the day is Becca. John's wife.
Block of the day?
Block of the day.
Is that a new thing we're doing on here?
Yeah. Wait, you can't see Becca's video, but Becca just gave Adam the finger.
Becca, you're done, girl.
Well,
you've officially been done.
I hope you enjoy finding another place to stay next time you're in Calgary.
Wow. Yeah, I'll be staying at the Four Seasons Calgary downtown because I'm a very independently wealthy person. I don't need you. I don't need John. I need Stefan. I need Dan.
All right. I got to go back to work. So I'm going to deal with this grief over getting caught and I'll leave you guys do it.
Bye, Becca. Love you,
Becca. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
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 I love that we made her leave work and walk up a big tall hill for that.
Yeah, because the only public park like around her work is you got to walk up a big hill to get there. Wow. So, okay. and you did that to block her ass.
Yeah, really good.
Blocked. Wow,
that am is I going to remember to unblock her? Time will tell. Time will tell.
That now. So, what was your what was your kind of reasoning for blocking my wife?
I just thought it would kind of be funny, but it did for those of you listening, this ordeal has taken a good 20 minutes of setup.
Yeah.
Dan
thank you to Dan for setting
up. Dan had to make a new link.
Yeah. A lot of work. Yeah. Dan had to make a new link for Becca to sign on to. Becca had to leave her place of employment.
Presumably sit in the cold for 15 full minutes.
Yeah.
It's gotta be cold in Calgary right now.
Yeah. It's like +8.
Yeah, not warm.
Not warm, no.
You've requested a lot of like you've asked us to do a lot of work for your appearance here, and I'm very, because like we're recording this block before we record anything else in the episode.
Yeah, we've
and
never done that
before. Well, you didn't have to fucking say that.
Yeah, it's gonna, I mean,
no, the fourth wall is coming down. I'll say this too, because we started recording at 2 o'clock. It is now 2:20. This is all this all took 17 minutes. Yeah. So we have not recorded any of the podcast yet. No. And it's now 2:20, and I have a heart out at 2:40. So the rest of this, it's probably been a very short intro. And I mean, we're gonna get to the top three real soon, because this is maybe the shortest episode of Block Party that's ever gonna happen.
Yeah. We'll have to gun through it. We have a great listener block this week as well, and we might have
to cut that, unfortunately.
I think we actually have to read it, because Stefan, this is very funny. Okay. I don't normally, usually I kind of try to read them as they come in order. You know, we're usually about a month behind on blocks, but this one came in this week, and I knew that I had to read it immediately for you. Because this is wild. So this comes in from Lauren. And Lauren writes, "Hi, Block Boys and guest. I was blocked yesterday, not online, but in real life."
These are always good. Okay.
Yes. "Yesterday, as you may know, there was a total solar eclipse, and I live in one of the few Ontario cities that was in the path of totality. As such, many tourists made their way here to come see it. My dad also came to visit, and we were out for a walk downtown. There were a lot of pop-up attractions, and we happened to be walking down the sidewalk at the same time that a group of tourists were waiting to board a sightseeing bus. As is often the case, they had absolutely no sense of spatial awareness of other people walking by, so we awkwardly had to step off the sidewalk to get around them. As we pass by, my dad, who never gets excited by celebrities or anything like that, suddenly stops and does a double take. He giddily whispers, 'Wow, we just passed a guy I watch on YouTube.' I turn around, but I don't recognize anyone in the group."
Oh, no, 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 no. I know.
Ken Domick.
No!
He adds with a huge grin.
Oh, my God.
Lauren saw Ken Domick in the wild. So, yeah, I guess you could say I was physically blocked by Ken Domick. I truly don't know what's worse, people who don't move out of the way on sidewalks or finding out that your dad watches fast food guys.
Well,
love the show, and I'm looking forward to the next round of Canada Juice.
Holy shit. That is really crazy. Adam, do you know who Ken Domick is?
Absolutely not.
Good. He is...
That's healthy.
Yeah. I mean, he does do fast food reviews. He does other stuff. He's a vlogger, I would say, more than a fast food review guy. But the thing he's kind of known for is he'll do 24-hour stealth camps in his van, in like parking lots of like Wendy's or A&W or whatever, and then only eat Wendy's for those 24 hours and like film himself. It sucks, but a lot of fun to watch. And does not surprise me that, I mean, Lauren might be in the video. I bet you he was filming at the time, right? Because it's the eclipse. He will do an eclipse vlog almost guaranteed. In fact, I should check right now. It might even be out because he's got a pretty quick turnaround time. Let me check his. God, he has so many channels too.
Did you guys have eclipse or just me?
No, we had nothing here.
Zero.
Nothing.
I went to an eclipse party, and while I was walking there, the eclipse had just started.
Yeah.
Because it started at 2, so I was getting this party at like 2:30, so it just started. And I was walking away from the, not in the direction of the sun. And while I was walking, like 10 minutes from my house, I saw at least 25 people stare directly into the sun.
That's so good. I saw that you had a Mr. Beast Feastables as well, I think.
Yeah, which is a callback because we will be talking about that in my video.
That's really good. Ken does have an eclipse video, but it's 8 minutes long, and it's him just driving to, I think, maybe Kingston. I don't know, he's driving somewhere.
Doxing Lauren. Okay.
Well, I would say he's probably going to Hamilton or Niagara Falls. That those are the big spots to
I just will, because the next video is the Kingston trolley ghost tour, so I don't know if that's related, but yeah.
I didn't see the eclipse, but I did at the time of the eclipse listen to the Korn album The Path of Totality, so basically same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. For those who are uninitiated, that's the album that Korn did with Skrillex for some reason.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, Eclipse Party also, last word, sounds like an orgy. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you so much for sending in that listener block, Lauren. If you want to send in a listener block, you can do so at blocked@blockparty.com. You can also donate to the show at patreon.com/blockparty, where $5 a month gets you access to 3 bonus episodes every single month. Last week, we had Bobby Warner on the show joining us for a mailbag episode. It was very fun. We also have ad-free episodes, merch discounts, a whole bunch of other stuff. So check it out, patreon.com/blockparty. You can also follow us.
And I just want to say about the Patreon, we are trying to get to, we haven't decided what the goal is yet, but if you're not, if you're not subscribed on the Patreon, lots of good stuff on there, obviously, but we need your support. We haven't exactly decided what the goal is yet, but either way, you'll be supporting us if you sign up for our Patreon, because we do want to do Canada Juice Part 2.
Yeah, and we're getting a lot of really bad suggestions for other shit to put in there.
I saw some really good ones in the, I mean, bad ones in the Discord.
Someone said chalet sauce, which is horrific. Someone also said a Caesar. Which is also
that makes so much
disgusting.
Sense. I can't believe we didn't think of that.
Well, because I don't drink, but
You could just do this Caesar.
Yeah,
mix,
the Caesar
right?
mix, which is that's even worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, donate to us on Patreon. Maybe we'll have to do that stupid shit. We'll come up with a total at some point. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at Block Party Pod. You can follow us on Blue Sky at Block Party. And if you want to see the video of this episode, it's youtube.com/@blockparty. And of course, if you like the show, tell a friend. We're now here at the end of the show. It's time for the top three.
Three, two, one.
Mustard.
Three.
Socks.
Deux.
Girlfriends.
Uno.
All right, Adam, the floor is yours. What top three do you have for us?
I'm excited for this because I feel like Adam always has very good top threes. So.
Well, famously, I never come in with it. With anything, so I just came up with it during the theme.
Okay. just now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Top three. So, because I wrote, I'm not going to show you this. I have a piece of paper where I was going to figure out what the top three was, and it's currently blank. So, my top three is, okay, top three inanimate objects or things that can't talk in your life that you would give the power to be able to talk to you.
Oh, that's good. I know my number one already. No question.
Yeah, it's definitely toilet.
okay, well, Adam, what's your number three?
Number three would be my cat. But
cat's not an inanimate object.
Actually, they kind of are for like 17 hours a day, you know?
That's a bit of cat humor. I'll allow it. but I'm a bit afraid because I'm afraid if I let my cat speak to me, that he'll be like, you don't let me go outside and you're basically keeping me a prisoner here and it's really bad. And I'd be like, okay, I would immediately be like, you're not allowed to talk anymore. I'd be like, and before we do that, I just want to let you know that you're never going outside. So stop screaming about it when I open the door and stop trying to escape. It's not going to happen. And we'll feed you when we feed you. Okay, back to being a cat.
Okay, I like that. Stefan, you're number three.
Probably my shitty computer chair here because I'm in it a lot. Right. I'm farting in it a lot. Right. And I just kind of want to know, like, I mean, is it okay if I continue farting in you? I can hold it. I can go stand up and fart somewhere else.
So wait, you want to talk to your chair to maybe make it so you can't fart in your chair anymore? Like you want your chair to be like, actually, yeah, stop farting on me.
I don't,
and you're gonna
if
be
I've
like,
been,
yeah, okay, I won't.
If I've been hurting my chair by farting in it, I would like to know.
Is that a Secret Labs? What kind of gamer chair are we talking?
It's a
Ricochet,
the DX racer
it's a cheap
sucks.
One that sucks. That Stefan convinced
this one wasn't. This one wasn't. No. This one wasn't that cheap, but it is falling apart because I sit in it like 12 hours a day for like 4 years. So it's like not designed for that.
Yeah, you should have a better chair than that.
I'm gonna get a better one very soon.
And Dan, wait, how much is that chair?
This one was like, I mean, this was like on sale for like $250.
Oh, okay.
Which is like, I mean, I should get a much more expensive and better chair for sure.
Certainly. And Dan, what are we rocking? What kind of gamer chair are we rocking over there?
Mine's a Vertigear. It's a piece of shit. I've been having like really bad back problems lately because of it.
Interesting. And John, do you have a gamer chair? Or do you sit in a regular chair?
I sit in an office chair. It's a Serta. Serta makes office chairs, apparently.
Oh, like the mattress?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting, because I feel like they're good with like ergonomic stuff, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Becca is specializes in that for her job. So she helped me with the ergonomics of it all. And it's got like a nice like mesh back on it, some lumbar support, and then the chair pad is very nice. It's very thick and supports my huge wagon.
And how much what are those retail for?
I think it was 500.
Oh. Great.
I was posting about my back issues and Becca sent me a nice message with some tips for how to choose my next chair.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Wow. Exactly. Appreciate it very much.
Yes. I hope, hopefully, she can help you out. She knows what's up.
Yeah. I'll probably just get whatever chair you have. That sounds about right.
Fair. Stefan. Oh yeah. Your chair was number three. So I guess it's my turn.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John. Number three, I'm going to go with my curling broom.
Makes sense.
Let's just talk curling. Does the broom know a lot about curling? Does it kind of have no idea what's going on? Does it think it should be sweeping floors, not ice? You know, is it confused? And I just think it'd be chill.
You have to think like a normal floor broom would think a curling broom was very cool.
Right. I mean, I have one right here. You guys want to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the first for the podcast?
Showing my curling broom?
I think it actually is.
There you go.
I guess the thing is, it looks more like a mop or like a...
Looks more like a Swiffer.
The most
accurate. But yeah, there's the broom head there.
Wow.
Can I say something right now? And this is going to sound crazy, but I think in my heart it's true that I have never done it before, but I...
Sex?
Guarantee that if I ever curled, I would be better than John in my first try.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Speaking of offering people $10 million, if you're better than me the first time we curl, I will give you $10 million. And I'm not a rich guy, so it would take me a while to collect that. But
well, can't wait to add another stack to my...
The problem for you is...
To my father's fortune.
The problem for you is that you're tall, and it's actually harder to be good at curling right away when you're tall.
Oh, so I would be better at curling then.
I would fuck all of you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually really good to be tall and curling, and that's surprising that you don't know what you're talking about. Which is more proof that I will destroy you.
Yeah,
I can't believe you've never been curling before. I'll have to take you next time you're out here.
Well, Becca's banned me from the house, so I don't know how that's going to happen.
That is true. Good point.
Number two,
yes.
Would be all the dust mites living in my eyebrows.
Okay.
I want to see what's up.
Once again, not an inanimate object.
Well, I'm also, for the final time... Two strikes, you're out. I'm going to allow it. But I'd like to just see if they know. I want to ask them if they think that I'm the world. Do you think that I'm am I Earth to you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Explain to them that the other galaxies that you see are just basically walls in a living room. It's like, it's very small for me, but yet massive for you.
Mm-hmm.
And also in my eyebrows, there's thousands of dust mites. Who's the Jim and Pam up there? You know what I mean? Who's hooking up?
Right, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're all kind of just fucking each other, right?
Yeah, they're all Jim and Pam.
Yeah. They're going crazy on each other. Yeah.
So there's 500 Jims, 500 Pams.
Yeah. There's Dwight. Who's the
one
Dwight?
Dwight's jacking
Angela.
Off in the corner.
Yeah.
Who's Steve Carell? Who's his various girlfriends?
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Number two for me, I'm going to say the floor, the whole floor.
Entire floor.
Yeah, because it'd be kind of fun. You're walking along and it's going like, oh,
Ooh. And maybe it's going ouch.
Or ouch. Yeah. Exactly. But I would like to know. I think it'd be very funny to be walking along and your floor is being like, hey, come on. Hey. Ah. You know, that feels
nice.
Hey,
I'm laying here.
Yeah. You're stepping on my back, you know? And I guess the back would be, I don't know where it would be. I don't know what the layout of the floor would be, but yeah. The back.
But what if it's lying on its back? So you're just walking
on its
stomach.
On its stomach. It could. That's the thing. I don't know.
Balls.
Yeah.
Is the floor gendered? And if it's gendered, is it a man?
I don't know. I think actually the floor has a micropenis and it's a little sliver. Oh, your micropenis got stuck in my foot. Me talking to my floor.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So many of these you wish that you didn't give voices because it would just be like, yeah, you really hurt me every single day.
Yeah. But I just want to know. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'd like to know.
Yeah. And you'd be like, well, I'm not going to change my life at all. So
no,
too bad. Yeah. I'm going to hurt you all the time.
John?
Speaking of things that I'm probably hurting, I'm going to say...
You just segue within the segment there.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's good.
My drum kit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that can't be... There's no way my drum kit would like being alive.
Yeah.
No, just no question about it. I'm smacking that thing. I'm a hard hitter when I drum, so... That thing is not happy with what's going on and curious to know what it thinks of my music taste as well. Cause I drum along to songs while I'm drumming. So
yeah,
maybe do my drums even like music? Is that sort of like the great oxymoron of our time?
What's your go-to, John, when you sit down to drum and you put on something to drum to? What's your go-to?
I got a drumming playlist on my phone of songs that I drum along to. It's like 120 songs at this point, I would say. But right now I've been really getting into, my favorite song to play right now is, what's it called? In Fear and Faith by Circa Survive. Been enjoying playing along to that recently. It's kind of like a tricky patterned drum beat that it's very fun to play along to.
And is this a kind of like rap metal type thing?
No. Circa Survive is like, sort of screamo adjacent, but like no screaming. I guess you'd call it like post rock maybe. And I also have been enjoying playing along to Drunk Ship of Lanterns by the Mars Volta.
Okay.
Not too many Mars Volta songs I can play because John Theodore is a fucking beast and is a much better drummer than I am. But that song I can play and it's very fun and has some really weird parts in it. And yeah, those are kind of the two songs I'm really liking right now. But yeah, I've got a whole playlist of about.
Do you go to these concerts? Do you go to these like funky band concerts?
Yeah.
And are people dressed up like kooky, crazy?
Oh, there's so many kooks there, Adam. You wouldn't even believe it.
What are we talking, like dyed hair and...
Oh, yeah. Dyed hair, piercings, tattoos. You just really don't know where these guys are coming from, you know?
How many universes out there do you have like crazy piercings? Like at the percentage of all the universes where you exist, where you're born and, you know, how many of them do you think you have kooky, crazy piercings and...
I mean, I was, you know, there was a time where I thought about like getting my ears pierced and stuff, but it never came through for me. But yeah, I mean, it's got to be a few, I would say. There's definitely worlds where, because I loved heavy music all growing up, new metal, and then that turned into screamo and punk and post-punk and post-rock. And yeah, there's definitely worlds where I have plugs and tattoos and all that stuff. Yeah.
Wish you lived in that world.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, what can we do? Adam, what's your number one?
My number one is probably be my Nintendo Switch, because it's probably my best friend that's not living. And I think we'd really get along.
Good choice. It kind of makes noise already, right? So
kind of, but I would like to say, like, I love you so much. Like,
yeah.
I'm playing a lot of Balatro, and this is so fun.
I'm shocked we didn't talk Balatro on this episode, because all three of us...
Stefan and I are both, and Dan are playing a lot too, yeah.
And I'm fucking... Have you guys done Gold Stakes yet?
No, I haven't got up there yet. I wanted to beat all the decks first, and now I'm trying to beat all the stakes now.
Yeah, so. I'm trying to do Gold Stakes on all of the decks, and it's
hard. What's Gold Stakes again?
It's all... So it's like all the previous... It's like... I mean, they've changed it, because there's a new... there's like a new... version of the game out on PC, and you guys will be getting it soon on the Switch. But it was in the past, like, I think it was like one less hand, one less discard, one less card in hand. The card packs would get more expensive.
The initial one is you don't get any money for winning the small blind.
Yeah. Right. It also like
when they increase the card expensiveness, that really fucks.
So
that might be the last one.
That's the second last one or last one, but they got rid of that.
Really?
It was like too difficult. And so now what it is they've introduced two different types of Joker tags. Cause you know how there's the Eternal Joker on the super high stake. So they still have that. They have a rental Joker, which costs $3 every turn,
which
sucks. And then they have one that is debuffed. It's like a temporary one. It's debuffed and just stops working after like four or five turns.
I have beaten all the decks but I have not done gold, all of them.
Yeah, I've only done gold on one, which was the checkered deck, which I think is the easiest deck overall to
play. Which one is that?
It's the one where it's all hearts and all spades,
yeah.
And you just do flush build the entire time, and it's super easy.
Weirdly, the only four-of-a-kind build I ever did was on checkered deck. It just, like, happened to work out that I got the spectral card that turns everything into the same rank.
I love that one. I love that one.
And then I just went wild on four of a kind because I had the Joker that gives you times four mult if you do four of a kind.
Yeah.
And baby, I was ripping. That was my biggest hand of all time. I had like a $12 million hand.
This game is so good. And the rest of the calendar gaming wise is so weak that it's almost like a Tears of the Kingdom. Like, oh, this is going to be the best game of the year.
It's already my game of the year. And I've played, I mean, Dragon's Dogma 2 is really fun. I love that. There's a lot of, there are other good games. I mean, Helldivers, which we talked about.
Unless Silksong comes out this year. I think
know. Yeah. Oh God. I hope Silksong comes out this year. They did just announce Slay the Spire 2.
I know. But that's 2025, I think.
25, but yeah, they announced it yesterday.
Yeah, so that's gonna be great. I will say the best change they made in Balatro, because they've changed a bunch of the Jokers too in the update, is, you know, Hanging Chad, the one that
buddy, you're telling me.
Well, the one that
2000.
It of course
you're talking to not my president, the capital of Calgary, Alberta.
That's right. Yeah, but it's the one that re-triggers the first card played.
Yes.
So now it re-triggers it twice.
Ooh,
and it just like
that's tasty.
If you play like a glass card first or something, or like,
you have photograph.
There's so many,
and then you load a face card first.
Like I played a glass that's card. Tasty. I played a glass card that was like a holographic too, so it was the +10 multiplier, and so it would just do that. And I think it maybe even had a red seal on it, so there's an extra time as well. So it's like four. It's just fucking crazy, right? Yeah. And like anyway, this.
Yeah, everyone hates this. Stefan, what's your number one, please?
My number one is my toilet. I mean, it has to be, right? I need to know if the toilet, like, does the toilet like it better if it's like a huge shit and it's like a big chunky shit and it's like just a lot of shit, or does it prefer if it's just like a small shit that sucks?
Here's the question I would ask my toilet: is shit food?
That's what I mean, right?
Like for the toilet, like, does it like it? Is it like yummy, yummy? Flush it up, or is it like God damn it, another shit in here? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Can I get some like chocolate here instead, or some candy or something?
Yeah.
Because I do think if
like my dad used to, like my dad still, when he has soup, he doesn't want it to go down the kitchen sink, the leftovers, so he'll dump it in the toilet. Like, is the toilet loving that? Like, is it like,
that's poison to the toilet.
It's definitely not. That's poison. That's like eating poo.
So you think shit is food,
yes,
but soup is poison.
So what it's I think that means is if I take like a huge crap, just a big dump, The toilet loves it. It's like a gourmet meal. It's like,
nom, 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 nom. Okay, but what about jacking off in the toilet? Does it like cum?
Well, yeah, because piss is drink for toilet.
Yes. Piss is drink for
toilet. Pee is drink for toilet. Poop is food for toilet. Cum is like vitamins for the toilet. Or medicine.
Or like candy?
No, because I think if you take the shit where it's like the...
Vitamins or medicine.
Yeah, I think the shit is like... Like if you take a shit that's like the little deer pellets, you know what I mean? Where you're constipated.
You're not nourishing the toilet.
That's maybe just like candy for the toilet.
Right.
Diarrhea is like beer for the toilet, maybe.
Smoothie?
Smoothie. Or like a heavy
Adam
beer.
Adam is in hell right now.
Right. And then just a turd is like just a sandwich, right? And then pee-pee is water or whatever. And cum is medicine, I think, for the toilet.
You already said that.
I know, but I wanted to wrap it up.
Talking about Balatro for 5 minutes and then Stefan talking to his toilet and asking him what if poo is food. This is maybe the peak. You've reached like Valhalla.
This is it for us. This is
cum
this
is medicine for the
cum
toilet.
Cum is medicine for the toilet.
Is probably what about spit? The best what about sentence spit? That's ever been said on this show.
What about spit?
I'll spit in the toilet.
Yeah, I'll spit in the toilet for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually there's a sink.
I feel like that's also drink, isn't it?
I think it would be.
Spit's just like a different flavor of piss.
Cum is medicine/vitamin. Piss, pee-pee is water or drink. Yeah. Beverage.
You've said cum is medicine six times.
Cum is medicine. And poop is food and various types of. Yeah.
Next merch drop, there's got to be a limited edition cum as medicine hoodie.
Yeah. What if there's blood in your stool? What does that do? Is that like hot sauce in the food? Or is that just like actual blood? Like if you know what I mean? Like,
oh boy.
What is blood, maybe? Cum is medicine, of course.
I think it's like a sauce. I think if there's like anything in your poo that's sort of.
Yeah. Well, so corn.
It's like a condiment.
Corn in the poop would be like if you were eating corn and there was poop in it, right? For the toilet. For the toilet, corn in the poop is like if you were eating a big cob of corn and there were flecks of shit in it. And for the toilet, it's like if they were eating a big cob of poop and there were flecks of corn in it. Yeah, I get the corn out of here. I want more poop, you know? That's what the toilet would say.
John? My number one is my dad. Okay, the show is over. Adam, thank you so much for being here. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to plug?
I'd like to plug my Instagram account, which is Adam Christie Comedian, and I want you to follow me there, and that's it. I encourage you to do that. There's okay, exciting great. Things happening later in the year that I'd like you to hear about.
Well, you've already announced for those people who are in Canada, you're going to be touring with Randy Feltface again.
Once again, but even more exciting stuff's going to be
even
coming.
More.
And oh, also, God. Praise God for this episode, and he is looking down upon us and smiling, and remember that.
Yeah, no question about that.
Well, I love the Lord. Thank you.
And we all do. If you want to follow the show, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, we're at Block Party Pod. If you want the video of this episode, it's on YouTube at Block Party. We're on Blue Sky at Block Party. And if you want to donate to the show, and please do, it's patreon.com/blockparty.
I want to drink that Canada juice. I want to drink the Canada juice. Make it happen, everyone. Thank you.
We'll see you back here next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.